Welcome to the Click Podcast. I'm Danny Watson, a mindset and manifestation expert and founder of The Click, a company that helps women overcome their fears and limiting beliefs to create a life and business that they love. Within this podcast, I will help you get clear on what you want, identify the blocks that are holding you back, transform your mindset and raise your vibration so that you can co-create magic with the universe. If you are looking to design a life that truly sets your soul on fire and manifest more success and abundance, then you are in the right place. Hello, ladies. How are we all? So, for this episode, I want to talk through how you can take inspired action in order to manifest your goals. So, a lot of the time when we think about manifesting and actually using the law of attraction to get what we want in life, we think a lot about who we need to be. So, our mindset, what beliefs we need to have, the energy that we need to be in. And obviously, those things are incredibly important. And I would probably say 80 to 90% of the outcomes that you see in your life will be a product of who you're being, so your beliefs and your energy. However, you cannot sit in an empty room and just think positive thoughts about your desires, focus on your desires, believe that your desires are coming, be energetically aligned with your desires, and they just drop into your lap. As lovely as that would be, we have to be taking some sort of action, okay? And I think this is where people read books like The Secret and got a little bit confused. And in fact, I remember when I first read The Secret and I thought, wow, this seems like magic. you just think about what you want and it appears. And there has definitely been times when I felt like I've just thought about something and it has literally just shown up in my life without me having to actually do anything. But there's definitely been a lot of things that I've manifested where I've for sure played a role. I have played my part in the process and I have taken action towards my desires. And this is the thing, the process of the law of attraction, it isn't just about the universe giving you a gift, giving you everything that you've asked for. It is a process of co-creating, okay? So it's this collaborative effort where both you and the universe are showing up in order to make your dreams and goals happen, okay? And the more you show up for yourself and for your dreams, the more that is going to be matched by the universe's efforts. That's how I like to see it. It's this collaborative effect. So what does you showing up for your dreams look like? Well, it looks like you, first of all, working on your mindset, doing the work around getting clear on what you want, transforming your beliefs, changing your energy, raising your vibration. But showing up for your dreams also means taking action. It almost also means taking those first few steps. Okay, so action is important, but it has to be inspired action. Okay, so action is inspired when it keeps you in alignment. So let's think about this. Let's say you are doing all of this work to feel good, to focus on your dreams and focus on your dreams from a place of abundance rather than lack. Okay, so you've got this really strong belief that your dreams are available for you, your goals are going to happen, what you want already exists. And let's say you are raising your vibration, you've been changing your energy so that your energy aligns with the version of you that already believes her dreams are a done deal. Okay, so you're showing up already as if your dreams have already manifested. So let's say you've got to that point and you've really kind of got this solid inner foundation that aligns with your dreams. Let's say then you start taking action towards your goals, but that action makes you feel negative. That action makes you feel exhausted. It makes you feel drained. Maybe you're pushing for things to happen. Maybe you're starting to hustle for your dreams. all of that work that you've done to raise your vibration and to get you into that place of alignment is going to come undone if the action that you then take puts you out of alignment. So inspired action is really about, what can I do today that will move me forwards towards my dreams, towards my goals, but at the same time is going to keep me in alignment, at the same time is going to make me feel good. Okay, so that's what I really want to discuss with you today. How do we take this type of inspired action? How can we co-create with the universe, move ourselves forward towards our goals by taking some of this inspired action, and then the universe is going to meet us halfway. Okay, so what I like to do actually, just to kind of get the ball rolling on this, is to think about, what are all of the things that I could do here? So let's say I had a goal. And a lot of my goals center around my business. So let's say I had a specific business goal I wanted to achieve. Maybe it was a specific income goal. I would think about, what are all of the things that I could do to move me forward towards that goal? And what are the things that I could do specifically that I would really love doing? So for me, I absolutely love creating content. I love delivering value. I love being able to put my wisdom out there and know that it's actually potentially helping a lot of people. So that for me feels joyful. It feels fun, you know, creating this podcast, creating videos for YouTube. Like, I love all of that stuff. And all of those things, if I do all of these things consistently, that taking action can lead me closer and closer to my goals. So those are the things that I would write down on sort of my list of to-do things. But then I can also think about, what are the things beyond what I might do that could happen for me? How can the universe play a role to make my dreams come true? So it might be that the universe randomly sends me clients, or randomly sends me exciting opportunities that could help in furthering me towards my goals. Okay, so you want to figure out, like, what do you want your responsibilities here in terms of taking action? But then beyond that, what are the other amazing things that could happen that you perhaps never even prepared for? And I think why that's so important to do an activity like this, to kind of get clear on, what are my responsibilities when it comes to taking action, and what are the universe's responsibilities, is that it protects you from pushing for things to happen. Okay? When you know what your role is and you can see what the boundaries are between your action and what's going to feel good for you, you're not going to start thinking, okay, well, I'm going to start pushing myself more to now do more, or I'm going to start doing things that don't feel fun because I'm pushing for things to happen, because you're reminded of all of the responsibilities of the universe as well. So it's like, okay, I'm doing the things that feel good and fun for me. I'm taking this amazing inspired action, but who knows, maybe tomorrow a client will just show up out of thin air, you know, or maybe tomorrow I'll get presented with this amazing opportunity that could provide me with this incredible opportunity for growth within my business. You know, it's reminding myself that there's all of these unexpected events that could happen. It's not my responsibility alone to get me to my goals. Okay. Now, when it comes to those activities, the list of your responsibilities, again, we want those actions that you take to feel inspired. Would doing this activity, would doing it feel good to you? Does it feel exciting? Does it feel expansive? Or do you feel like you're doing it because you have to do it? Do you feel like you're doing it because you should be doing it? Now, something I want to mention here, and this is important, is that there is often a tendency for people to say, and I see this play out actually a lot of the time with our students in the Click Academy, who are building their coaching business, and I say to them, okay, you know, you want to be taking inspired action towards, you know, when you're working in your business, you want it to feel joyful. You want to be enjoying the process. And there is a tendency sometimes to say, that activity doesn't feel inspired to me because it's something I'm afraid of. So I'll give you a really good example. When I first started my business, I convinced myself that doing any sort of live training was not inspired action. You know, I didn't want to do video. I didn't want to put myself out there too much. And I convinced myself, this is an inspired action for me. I don't want to do this. I just want to write. I love writing. I love creating content that way. And I don't want to put myself out there. Convincing myself that it wasn't inspired action. When actually, it could have been inspired action, but I was allowing my fears to hold me back. Okay, so my fears in that moment were speaking very loudly and they were actually overpowering my intuition. Okay, my fears were telling me, you're too scared to do this. That feels really out of your comfort zone. And it was convincing me that therefore that action, you know, videos or podcasting or whatever wasn't inspired action. And now, having actually done those things, having, you know, created video, I do a podcast, these things have now become some of my most inspired action things to do within my business. So here's the thing, something may, on the surface, when you first start doing it, it may not actually feel like inspired action for you because it is outside of your comfort zone. So I don't want you to judge whether or not an activity is inspired action or not based upon whether it feels easy and comfortable to you right now. You've got to give it a go first. Because if I had never put myself out of my comfort zone to do things like videos or live trainings or a podcast, I would never have realized how much I actually enjoyed doing those things. Quite often the things that are outside of our comfort zone will feel like the least inspired things to do at that moment, right? You know, when you're scared of something, you feel petrified and you're like, I don't want to do that. Doing that would feel awful for me. But actually, when we get outside of our comfort zone and we realize that that's where the magic happens, some of those things that we're most afraid of become our most inspiring activities to do. I now, for sure, get so much joy in creating podcast episodes and going live. And now that is my inspired action. Okay, so give it a go before you decide whether it's inspired action or not. But really what you're looking for is, what can I do that's going to move me forwards to my goals that I enjoy, that gets me feeling excited, that, you know, I feel like I'm in my core zone of genius when I'm doing it. Okay. And, you know, it's about doing more of that. You know, the more time you are spending enjoying the process and having fun with what you are doing, you know, the action steps that are leading you towards your goals, the quicker you are going to arrive at your goals. As soon as you start doing things and taking action from a place of forcing and pushing and just doing things because you're like, oh, I should be doing this. Or maybe it's hustling hard, right? The more you actually put yourself out of alignment with your goals. And this is the thing, often we think, oh, if I do more, if I take more action, I'm going to get to where I want to be quicker. And from what I have discovered, the opposite is often true. And this is something that I experienced relatively early on in my business journey, where I found myself slipping into uninspired action purely because I was pushing and forcing myself too much. Okay, I was acting from that place of panic, desperation. I was acting from a place of lack. And when you come into action from a place of lack, what are you going to get? You're just going to get more lack. Okay, so remember, it's about what is our motivation for that taking that action. Is it coming from a place of love or is it coming from a place of fear? You need to know the difference. So acting from a place of love is, I love doing this, I'm having fun, and I would do this regardless of the outcome. I do this because I love being of service. I'm doing this because I love creating. I'm doing this because, you know, whatever I'm doing is making me feel good. That's acting from a place of love. Acting from a place of fear looks like, I'm worried that if I stop, things won't happen for me. I'm worried if I don't do this, I'm not going to get to where I want to go. Acting from a place of fear looks like, I'm so scared of taking my foot off the pedal. I'm so scared of slowing down because if I feel like if I slow down, nothing will happen. And this is the place that I found myself in. I got to a place where I was making some
pretty good progress within my business. I was hitting my goals and I was wanting to kind of take myself to my next income milestone. And it was then that it hit me and I realized that my inspired action started to become uninspired action because I was acting from that place of fear versus love. And I think a part of this was at this point, I had quit my job. So I'd gone all in into my business. And because of that, I almost felt like if I stop for 1 second, like what if things slow down? And what if all of a sudden the money dries up? You know, what then? I've got no safety net anymore. And so it was this fear of, I can't stop. I have to keep going. And I soon realized that I was hustling. I was pushing. I was forcing for things to happen. And I was worried. I was worried about there being a lack of clients. I was worried about there being a lack of money. And because I was taking action from that place, from this place of lack, I started to see that being reflected into my business. And of course, that then was making me think, I need to do more. I need to work harder. And again, it then kind of fell into this vicious cycle of pushing, of hustling, of taking this uninspired action. And I got to a point where I was taking so much action and not really getting any results to show for it. And it just reiterates that getting results is not about how much action you take. It's not about the quantity of action, but it's about the quality of action. You can be working all day, every day, but if you are feeling bad while you are doing that, you are very unlikely to get to where you want to be. You can basically quarter amount the action you need to take just by ensuring that the action you do take keeps you in alignment. Okay. And so I had this big lesson where I was doing, pushing, and I thought, I've got nothing left to give. How can I ever possibly get to this next milestone when I'm already feeling so burned by this process? And then it was at that point that I reminded myself of this lesson. You know, this was something I already knew. I already knew the importance of inspired action, but I wasn't doing it. And it actually took me taking a step back and really reducing the amount of action that I was taking and asking myself, am I doing this from a place of love or fear? With any action step that I was taking, I would check in with myself first. Where is this action coming from? Where is the intention behind this action coming from? Is it from fear or is it from love? Is it from this fear of I need to be doing more? Or is it from a place of I would love to do this and I would do this whether or not this leads to a destination for me, you know, whether or not this leads to clients, whether or not this leads to money. I am so happy and excited to be of service, to be creating that I just love doing this work and making sure I was taking action from that place. Okay, so that's what you want to do. You want to check in with yourself. Where is that coming from? Where is that intention to act? Where is that coming from? Now, what I found really helped for me was getting really clear on what my boundaries were in terms of how much can I work, how much work can I do before it starts to feel too much, before I start to feel exhausted and drained. Like, what is my trigger point? And it was being really intentional when I'm working, when I'm taking action, to recognize those cues of where am I doing this? And it's now no longer from this place of love, but it's now from this place of fear. So getting really in tune with your body and when you need rest and what your boundaries are with that. And actually really kind of carving out your time so that you are prioritizing rest, prioritizing self-care, and you're actually factoring that into your schedule as important as it would be, let's say, you know, a business meeting. So for example, like I know that I need certain chunks of my day that are just for me, where I'm not doing any sort of work. I'm not really taking any action. It's just for me to be. So it might be my being, might be, you know, meditating. It might just literally be lying on my bed. It might be taking a bath. I know that I need certain amounts of time within my day to do that so that when I do take action, I'm feeling good about it. And I make that a non-negotiable. So I don't act from a place of panic and fear. And let's say, for example, I'm doing something. let's say I've got a, I'm doing a project. I'm doing some sort of, I don't know, writing my book. This is a really good example of this. Let's say I'm writing my book. I'm moment at the time of recording this, I'm starting to kind of plan out my second book. But let's say I was writing that and I would sit down and I would give myself a chunk of time where I'm going to actually sit down and write my book. And let's say it got to the end of that time and I'm starting to feel tired and I'm starting to think, you know what, I really could do with a break right now. But there's something in my head that says, you know what, just keep going. If you work a little bit more, you could get a little bit more done. You know, you could get yourself ahead. That wouldn't be acting from a place of love. That wouldn't be, if I was to continue working, it wouldn't be coming from a place of inspired action. I'd be forcing things to happen. And this is where you've got to be really strict with your boundaries. Like when you are ready for that break, you have to make sure that you are committing to that. You know, you're giving yourself the rest where you need. However, allow yourself to be guided by your intuition. And this is great to know. Like, do you understand the difference between fear and love? Do you know what that feels like? You know, and this is where being really intentional about the decisions that you're making. Like, what is the driving force behind your decisions? Give yourself a little bit of thinking time here, a little bit of space when you are about to make a decision to tune in with yourself and ask yourself, honestly, is this decision being driven by love or is it being driven by fear? And often your body can give you great clues here. You know, if it's something that's been driven by fear, it can almost feel, for me, I notice that it comes with a sense of physical pressure, like a tightness in my chest, in my neck. It feels my physical body almost tenses up a little bit. You know, it's like preparing, it tenses up to prepare for that sort of slog, for the hustle. Whereas if I'm acting from a place of love, my body still feels light, it still feels quite expansive, I still feel quite relaxed. Okay, so pay attention to those physical cues. But let's say, for example, I've set myself, you know, a period of time where I'm going to be working on something, and then I get to the kind of the end of my deadline or whatever, and I'm actually thinking, you know what, I am so in the flow right now, and I'm so loving this process that I want to keep going. And I'm doing that because I'm loving what I'm doing and I'm in the zone and I'm taking that action from that place of love rather than that place of fear. In those moments, it's perfectly fine to keep going. So it's not necessarily just about creating a rule where you say, okay, this is my time for work and I'm going to stop exactly on, you know, my deadline, because it might be that inspired action in that moment is to keep going, is to keep taking the action and doing what you're doing. Okay. And so this is where you've got to allow your own intuition to guide you. You almost have to throw away the rule book a little bit. And it may be the same when it comes to sitting down to do your work. Again, where is that driving force? Are you acting from that place of love or place of fear? Sometimes I will sit down to do something because it's in my schedule and I will be thinking, oh, I'm not in the place to be doing this right now. So again, it might be to create content. I might be feeling exhausted. I might, you know, at the time of recording this, I've got a newborn baby and I've got a two-year-old, both of whom co-sleep with me. And so sleep is not in abundance at the moment in our household. And so it might be I sit down to do something and I just physically feel drained. And if I was to take action in that moment, it wouldn't be inspired. It would be coming from out, oh, I should really be doing this rather than I would love to do this right now. Okay, so it might be that you sit down to take that inspired action and actually your energy just isn't in the right place to do it. You always want to make sure you come into the action steps that you take from a place of feeling good. And it might be that before you take any action, you have to take no action to begin with, or you have to first focus on who you are being before you focus on what you are doing. Okay, so let's say, for example, and this is something that I like to do, if I'm about to sit down to do something, and my mindset isn't in the right place. Maybe I'm exhausted, in which case I will go and rest, but let's say it's my mindset that isn't in the right place. Let's say I'm filled with fears and worries and anxieties. Maybe I'm about to do something actually writing my book is a really good example again. Let's say I'm about to write, sit down and write my book. And, you know, that comes with, can often come with a lot of fears for me. Like, oh, what if people don't like this? What if, you know, stuff that's already been said before and people, you know, bored with it? You know, all of these fears and worries, maybe they crop into my mind. If I started taking action then, I would not be taking action from that place of inspiration. You know, it wouldn't be inspired action because I'm coming into the action from a negative mindset. So it is worthwhile to actually, in those moments, to actually set aside some time before you take action to work on your mindset first. So if I ever notice that I've got a lot of worries or anxieties and I'm about to do a certain activity, I will make sure I set aside 5 minutes sometimes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, to be honest, whatever it really needs, to really focus on my mindset first before I go ahead and take action. So it might be, and it doesn't, you know, sometimes my mindset can change very, very quickly. It might just take literally 3 minutes of meditation for me to feel better. Okay. And that's really what you're looking for. Like stepping into the action steps that you're taking, feeling good. So what can you do right now to make yourself feel good? So for me, it's always like my go-to mindset things: meditation, journaling, affirmations, spending some time visualizing, reading something that inspires me, listening to an inspiring podcast. Like, what are the things that you do that make you feel good? It might be going on a walk in nature. Before you take the action you need to take, do those things first. Do the things that put you into alignment first. Okay, because if you start taking action and your energy is off, you're feeling anxious, you're feeling worried, you're feeling stressed, you're feeling exhausted, I can guarantee that action that you take is not going to get you anywhere fast. And it's going to start feeling like an uphill struggle. And this is where, again, you know, that action, we find ourselves taking action and it just burns us out or it exhausts us. Or, you know, we start something and then we think, oh, I don't want to do this anymore, because we're not starting that action from the right foundations. Okay, so check in. Do I feel good right now? Where is my mindset at? Do I have the energy for this? How am I feeling in myself? How am I feeling within my body? And if you're not feeling amazing, what can you do to rectify that? Okay, how can you make yourself feel good so that you step into the actions that you need to take feeling great? Now, what I will say just to wrap up this episode is that when you are taking inspired action, life all of a sudden becomes easy. It's almost like you blur these boundaries between work and play, between doing and being, and you just are who you are and everything that you want works out for you. And I've experienced this, and I'm definitely at a chapter in my life where I am fully living this, in that I take action, I take a lot of action, but it's never from that place of, oh, I have to do this, I should be doing this. More often than not now, I take action because I love it. It's doing what I love, I'm having fun, and there is no work and play. There is no, oh, I've got to go and do this work right now. I'm doing the stuff that I'd be doing regardless of whether I was getting paid for it. You know, a lot of the things that I do now for myself, for my business, I do them because I love doing them. And it, when you're doing that, as I said, life becomes easy. It starts to feel like everything is working out around you and you've not had to struggle to get there. You've not had to work hard or hustle to get there. It's like just being in the flow. And I remembered when I first heard about this, when I first came into my business, and I struggled to believe it. I was like, surely not. Like, surely to have all of this stuff, like to have the success, to have the, you know, the clients, to have the money, to, you know, to have all of the things that I want, it's going to have to come with some struggle. And now I fully believe that life can be easy. Success can be easy. And it's getting this part of the process right. It's learning how to act from this place of inspired action. And as I said, like, when you take action and it is inspired, you have to do very, very little to get yourself to where you want to be. Okay? in comparison to taking action that's uninspired, you're going to have to work 10 times as harder. Okay? It's going to feel like a struggle to get there. Okay? It's about allowing things to be easy. It's about believing that things can be easy. Start telling yourself that. Start telling yourself this can be easy. And ask yourself when you're doing it, when you're taking that action, what would this look like if this was easy? If I was to act today and this was easy, what would it look like? And keep yourself within those perimeters. You know, if I was taking action and it was easy, if creating success was easy, if getting to my goals was easy, if manifesting all of my desires was easy, what would this look like? And that will help you really make sure you're really tuning in with that inspired action. Okay, so I hope this has given you a lot of things to think about, and I hope this all makes sense for you. But reach out. If not, find me on Instagram, Danny Watson Coaching. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know how you're getting on. If there's anything at all that I can help you with, it would be an absolute pleasure to assist you. Enjoy the rest of your day, ladies, and I will catch you again on the next episode.
Wanting to build your own successful online coaching business, make sure to check out Freedom, Abundance and Impact, our free 10-day business and mindset course for coaches and aspiring coaches. To access, simply head to wearetheclick.com and click free course in the menu.